In this video, I'll demonstrate how you can deterministically update your update panels using conditional logic back in your server-side code. So to get started, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer Express, create a new Ajax-enabled website. Let's hop over into our default.aspx page. I'm going to start in design mode. And the first thing I'm going to do in design mode is grab two ASP.NET panel controls. Now, I'm not grabbing Ajax update panels. These are standard ASP.NET panel controls. And let's size that out a little bit. Let's grab another one, put that on the page as well. And inside each of those panel controls, I will insert Ajax update panels. Now, I'm using this hierarchy just for the demonstration purposes. Certainly, you don't need to put your update panels inside panel controls. I'm just going to do them so that I can actually go over here into my source code. And at the panel level, the ASP.NET panel level, I can add some grouping text. And what this will give me is a border and a description so that we can visually distinguish which areas of content are being updated when. All right, so conditional updates. And grab that grouping text item and we'll say here always update. Right, so then see we just got this that way we've got these visual distinctions and that'll be useful when we run the demo. Now the next thing I'm going to need is a standard button control. Not an HTML button, in fact, but a ASP.NET button, because this button will be responsible for firing off the server-side logic that will cause the update to this update panel, and that will cause the evaluation to be evaluated as to whether or not to update the update panel that's contained here. So here over in this button control, let's say do some server-side stuff. Now I'm going to need a page load event, so I'm going to double-click on my page to generate that in the code behind. I'm also going to need a button click event, so I'll double-click on my button to generate that. Now back here, let's hop over into source mode here on my page again. And let's add a content template to our update panel, and then let's also add a paragraph just for containment purposes. I'm going to grab that content template and pop it into my second update panel. And here I'm always going to update this content with the current date and time. So let's put that inside a strong tag just for emphasis, and then we'll do a little bit of inline VB or C-sharp if you're a C-sharp programmer. And just say date time now, right? And we'll output that in update panel 2. So this is every time that the update panels get updated, every time there's a post back to the server, this content will be updated here in update panel 2. We're going to do a similar thing up here in update panel 1. But this is going to be conditional, right? So here, again, we'll put in a strong tag. Here we're going to also output a date and time, but we're only going to change this date and time if it's been more than 5 seconds since the last update. That's going to be our server-side condition. And certainly, you can use those time-based conditions to improve the efficiency of your application as a whole, or maybe there's some server-side logic that makes sense to do a time-based constraint. Like, for example, if you're building a stock application and on your server, your stock values, the ticker symbol values, only get updated every 15 minutes, you might have a state flag back on your server saying, you know, indicating whether or not you have new stock values. And if you don't, then why bother consuming network traffic by sending values back to the client that have already been viewed on the client? But really, this sort of server-side decision-based logic as to whether or not to update your update panel I mean, you can be really as creative as you'd like. So what you can do with this is only limited, you know, by your own imagination. So, for example, you might, instead of, you know, just deciding to update existing content, you might have a condition back on your server, and based on that condition, you might refresh the update panel with completely different content. Note here that in my page, I'm not returning from the server and populating the text property of a label control, for example. This is just straight content, so I can send back any markup that I want to. And so that's what I mean when I say, you know, really what you can do, how clever you can get with this sort of technique is only limited by your own imagination. So I don't want you to be sort of restricted by the simplicity of the demo when you think about how you can use server-side conditional logic with your update panels. So, in order to implement our condition, however, we can't just here output the date time, because date time now is always the current date time. So we need a bit of a state engine back on the server side to determine when the last update was, and then make a condition to determine whether or not 5 seconds have passed since that last update. So to do that, let's start with a property. So we'll say property protected last update, which is of type date time. And in our accessors, the first thing we're going to say is on the client we're going to store the date time as a view state element. So we want to determine whether or not we already have a view state element called date time. So we'll say if not view state, and date time, and there we go. If not view state, date time is nothing, then, and for you C# programmers, this is the VB way of saying, is there already, does this thing already exist? And if it does already exist, then we can just say return view state date time. However, if it does not already exist, then we need to populate it. So we'll say return date time now. And then in our set method, we just set it to whatever the input value is. Okay, now here in our page load event, the first thing that we need to do is we need to register the button control as an async postback control. So to do that, we're going to program against our script manager instance, script manager 1, and we're going to say script manager 1 dot register async postback control button 1, because that's the one that we want to make our decision based on its click activity. And next we can say if not is postback, because we need to determine whether or not the page is being loaded for the first time so we can initialize our last update property. So we'll say if not is postback, saying this is this is not a postback. Then let's just set last update equal to datetime now. Now we can make our decision. So here in our click event, we're going to say if last update plus 5 seconds. So what we're going to do here is we're going to take last update, add 5 seconds, compare it to the current date and time, and if more than 5 seconds have passed, then we'll go ahead and update the update panel. So if update add 5 seconds. Note here, by the way, that a value of type double is expected, so we can't just put 5 for 5 seconds. We have to put 5.0. And if this is less than date time now, then go ahead and update the update panel. So update panel 1 update, that's the magic update call. And then reset last update. Equal date time now. Now, I'm going to run this, but I'm going to tell you in advance that it will fail. All right, and I'm going to do this just because this is a folks who get started with this is a one common omission. Right, so right. Notice, there are two things we haven't done yet. All right, so the first thing that we need to do is go back into my default.aspx page, and now I can output the last update because last update will be because we're only going to update every 5 seconds. So we're going to change the value of last update if more than 5 seconds have passed, and then call the update. Otherwise, we're just going to display whatever the last update time was. So last update toString. Right. Now let's run. This will still fail, and I'm just going to do this for demonstration purposes. Right. So notice now both conditions are true. If I click on that, if I click on the button, here's our crash. And what this is going to tell us is the update method can only be called on an update panel with ID update panel 1 when update mode is set to conditional. And the problem here is that back here in our client-side definition, we need to set update panel 1 with an update mode equal to conditional, right? Because we're going to decide on the server whether or not we want to update it. Now, run our application. Note here, 1914. Notice I update 1918 because it's less than 5 seconds. Now that more than 5 seconds have passed, they'll both update. If I do it again, a couple of quick clicks. Notice always update gets updated. Conditional update doesn't get updated until more than 5 seconds have passed. So that's it. That's how easy it is to add deterministic updating to your update panels using conditional logic back on the server side. And again, don't be restricted by the simplicity of this demonstration. Only use your imagination to be as clever as you want in terms of how you make deterministic decisions on your server-side logic to update the content on your update panel based on your server-side logic.